WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 41 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police report with information provided by the community and the Texas Rangers. They have identified the male suspect accused of attempted kidnapping Sunday afternoon in the Bell store at Post Oak Mall. According to CSPD, investigators are currently speaking with the man, and it is believed that there is no further danger to the public at this time. No other details have been released. A Fort Worth man faces execution in Huntsville tonight.
James Bigby faces death for fatally shooting Michael Trackle and suffocating his four-month-old son Jason on Christmas Eve in 1987 at their Arlington home. Just a few hours later, he killed two other men. He believed Trackle and the two others were conspiring against him in a workers' comp case he filed. Bigby was never tried for the other two murders. At his trial in 1991, Bigby grabbed a loaded gun from behind the judge's bench during a court recess and tried to kidnap the judge. Barring an appeal, Bigby will be the fourth inmate executed in Texas this year. Charlie Hodges, TSN News.
Recent action by the College Station City Council to approve new apartment complexes in the Tower Point area raises the question, what can citizens do to so-called save their neighborhoods?
That process is done through the Planning and Development Services Department, and it's called an overlay. And basically, it's a zoning overlay on top of the current zoning that you have.
College Station Neighborhood Services Coordinator Barbara Moore says an overlay can require new structures to look like existing ones in the area and fit the character of the current neighborhood. Two neighborhoods in College Station have an overlay, one on Holloman near the Lincoln Recreation Center and the Glen Haven neighborhood off University Drive. For more information, you can visit cstx.gov/planning. Yesterday, contractors began a seal coating project in the city of Bryan. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says they have identified 42 streets to receive the treatment.
It's just a preventative maintenance treatment to the asphalt streets to extend their life. Kind of a low-cost preventative maintenance measure that we use as a tool here at the city of Bryan for our streets.
Barfneck says work will be performed weekdays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and is anticipated to continue for 6 weeks, weather permitting. Residents will be notified 48 hours in advance as contractors move from one area to the next. A list of streets is online at WTAW.com. A prolonged budget gap between the House and Senate begs the question, is it time to use Texas's rainy day fund? State Representative Kyle Cassell on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says a conference committee has already agreed to put a floor on the fund.
So we could utilize down to $7.5 billion. As long as we leave $7.5 in there, that gives you an opportunity to look at that when we need it. And when you get an $8 billion, you know, arguably anywhere between $5 and $8 billion gap between the two budgets, you know, there's going to be a need for it.
Cassell says the budget will be settled in conference committee by April or May. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 41 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Out of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see him yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Plenty of sunshine is expected today with high temperatures topping out in the middle 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows will drop back to around 50 degrees. Wednesday will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds, just a little bit milder with a high getting near 70. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday night, lows will drop into the middle 50s. And mostly cloudy and breezy on Thursday, scattered showers are expected to develop with a high in the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Words that are 100 years old.
All right.
Words that are 100 years old. Some of them might surprise you, some may not. Nowheresville. Nowheresville was a word that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines as a location lacking identifying or individualizing qualities, or a place or state denoting failure or relative obscurity.
I'm trying to figure out the last time that I heard Nowheresville in a conversation.
I think maybe in the hippie age that would have worked out.
Okay.
Maybe Haight-Ashbury, maybe in that time. Okay. Pet pill. In an advertisement... this time in an edition of the Decatur Review dated August 30th, 1917, they used the word pep pill. Pep pills will make you feel more efficient, the advertisement claimed, and will make most thin people take on weight, will nourish starved nerves that are on edge. Back when they didn't have to medically prove all that stuff, they could say anything they wanted to.
Yeah.
Catwalk. Beatrix Potter might have figuratively described the gardens of Devonshire House, the London home of the Duke of Devonshire, as a catwalk back in 1885, but as a reference for a platform or walkway like they have up in the in the theaters,
yeah.
1917 was when
all
that
right.
happened.
Okay.
Doberman.
Okay.
Doberman was actually, the dog was named for a German breeder named Ludwig Doberman.
Huh.
First bred the dogs in the 19th century.
Very pretty dogs.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Defeatist. Defeatist showed up, that word in 1917, as a matter of fact. How about autopilot? I mean, you think about that.
Yeah.
That's technologically supposed to be something, but the earliest reference to that technology dates back to 1916.
That's like the Wright brothers are
uh-huh.
talking about going on autopilot and they're, yeah.
But it would have been another year before the blended word autopilot together. They said automatic pilot in 1916, but a year later they used it in American Engineering Journals, autopilot.
Huh.
And how about environmentalism? That's a 100-year-old word.
Wow.
I mean, we started using it, you know, a lot in the, what, 60s, I guess, but it's 100 years old.
Now it's taking on a whole new meaning.
So there you go. So you're going to knit some chicken sweaters, are you?
No.
Okay.
But.
Just thought I'd ask.
I don't know how to knit.
Oh, okay.
At
well,
first she needs some chickens.
Yeah. And you'd have
and
to.
I don't have any chickens that are in need of sweaters.
Yeah.
I guess I could send them up to... wherever that was, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, yeah, any place up there. I was just looking at pictures up there. I mean,
yeah.
So Reston, Virginia is just covered in snow this morning.
Yeah, I know a guy who used to work down here for one of the news stations who moved back home and is now in Portland, Maine, and he's going all off about the winter weather advisory. And, of course, our very own Bill Oliver is coming back from the Great White North. It is Maryville,
yeah, he
Missouri,
had a,
so.
He had a picture that he sent us yesterday
mm-hmm.
of kind of a light dusting up there
yeah.
In Missouri. So we'll see. All right, don't know. Here's the survey from I don't know who did this survey, but women were asked the sexiest job for men.
Ooh.
Firefighter. Okay.
Sexiest job for men. No, I think you'll be pretty much amazed.
Radio.
No.
No.
Even more amazing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Number one is accountant.
What?
Accountant? Maybe they think he's like secretly a FBI agent or something.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that's... like Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
yeah. You're not really an accountant, I know. You just say that. 21% of the vote. 21% of the vote.
Maybe they just think like stable job, semi-deep pockets.
All right.
Boring.
Yeah.
Very boring.
Okay, yeah, not a sense of humor.
Blech.
All right, second is CEO. Third was doctor. Fourth was lawyer. Fifth was construction worker. Then
construction worker.
Yeah, then came your firefighter.
Uh-huh.
Next is a little odd. Next two are a little odd. IT worker.
My brother will be happy.
Okay, there you go. Okay, well, is that because of what's the Big Bang Theory? Is that smart, brainy, maybe?
Yeah, but they're all like scientists. Yeah, they're not. I mean, IT guys. But okay. Yeah, maybe right. The nerd factor. Yeah. Or they can set up your Wi-Fi and you don't have
sure.
to call.
There you go. Number nine is Gardner.
All right.
Gardner.
Gardner as in like a farmer?
I got Gardner. I'm not sure.
Maybe they think of like the Desperate Housewives, like pool boy, the gardener.
Okay. Oh.
The gardener. Okay. She was having an affair with the gardener.
Forbidden fruits. Okay. That's it. And then police officer.
All right. There.
Fourth least sexiest jobs. Garbage man.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Stinky.
Customer service worker.
Oh, man.
Delivery man.
Okay.
And postal worker. So,
I can tell you, well, you postal workers have their own kind of little thing
deal.
Going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're in customer service, you know that they have to keep all that bottled up frustration getting yelled at all day.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
they're just gonna be in a bad mood when they get home.
I think you're right.
Did radio DJs fall anywhere on either one of those
lists? I guess
lists?
Somewhere in the mid-ground.
All right.
I'm not sure how many they listed. I'll go see maybe if they
If only they went
list.
By voice instead
yeah,
of looks.
There you go. Okay. All right, so for years, doctors have been telling you not to put Q-tips or anything else inside your ears.
Right.
So what are they for?
Q-tips?
Yeah.
Like applying for small cuts?
Could do that. Also, cleaning in places that you can't get to.
Ooh.
You know, you put like some 409 on that and you can clean in the corners and stuff like that. Okay.
Okay.
I know, but yeah, how do you run through an entire box of 400 of them, right?
Right.
Yep. Well, even on the Q-tips box, it tells you not to do that.
Oh.
But people still do it.
Yeah.
And the question is,
I did it yesterday.
Okay. Why? Why do you do that?
To get the earwax out of my ears.
Okay, well, but it feels good.
It does
to
feel
do
good.
That. The tip is a right there in that area of the ear is a very complex system of nerves and nerve endings, and yet your ears seldom really do get touched. So sticking the Q-tip in there can feel really, really good. Also, a lot of people have a chronic feeling that their ears are irritated or itchy.
Yeah, well, sometimes I get that.
Okay, see, and so the Q-tip, you put that in there, and that relieves mm-hmm. that. Actually, if you just put like a little baby oil on it, that would probably work
okay.
better, too. And, of course, it is hard to resist. You really can't stop.
And but I do know that it's supposed to actually, like, pack the earwax in
right.
even
yeah.
more.
Right, exactly.
And probably not the safest thing, but I typically wouldn't use a Q-tip, like something else, maybe like a
paperclip. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. What are y'all doing?
Well, not necessarily a paperclip, but like a, I don't know, kind of like a little spoon type looking deal.
Okay, sure.
Yep. I think it's generally used for blemishes,
yes.
small blemishes.
I got
you can
right.
Go ahead
yep,
and,
you can do
just,
that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but it works a little bit better just because it's not a blunt end, if that makes sense.
Right.
Sure. Because with a Q-tip, it's just round. There's no scoopage. Yeah.
I have had friends who've done the, wax paper that you heat up on the end and it creates a suction.
Oh, yeah.
And it like sucks the earwax out of your ear.
Oh, how very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard it's really cool.
Like lighting, I think I've seen something that was like somebody put basically what looked like a funnel.
Yes.
And heating it up. And
yes.
Put, which I'm not going to try that.
Okay, so a funnel?
Well, it's like a some kind of paper that is like in a funnel shape
okay.
or plastic, maybe. I don't know. And then you literally light a flame with like a match
okay.
or a lighter
yes.
at the end of it.
Yeah.
But one end is in your ear
yeah.
and it creates suction and it actually sucks the wax okay. out of your okay. ear versus packing it in with the Q-tip.
Yeah.
We're not telling you to do this. Okay?
No,
we're not.
But they do sell these kits.
They do.
And they got candles.
Yeah.
Candles
but,
that.
Yeah. I've heard of the candles thing. Again, we're not saying you should do this, but there are people who make it available to you if you want to. Okay?
Well, you know, I talked to a doctor one time, and he basically mentioned if you want some earwax removal, just use hydrogen peroxide.
Oh.
Because earwax removal stuff that you get from the store,
yeah.
like Swimmer's Ear or whatever,
yep.
I mean, it's already like 95% alcohol.
Ah,
so you just
okay.
drip it in and then
yeah,
shake
a couple,
it out?
Just a couple of drops and like lay down with your head down.
Okay, and boom.
And yeah.
It's done.
Huh.
All right. We'll move on now.
Yeah.
So, James Cameron, who's been working on not one, not two, not three, but four sequels to Avatar.
Jeez.
Says the first film in the series won't be in theaters until Christmas of 2018.
Jeez.
Just letting you know.
I wonder how much that's going to cost.
Yeah, well, and again, making them all together is probably a smart thing.
True.
As long as all the actors are still alive, right? Sam Worthington, Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana, mm-hmm. Okay. And the Sigourney Weaver have all signed off.
Zoe Saldana was like the main alien.
Oh,
right?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I actually never saw it.
Nor have I.
It's good. It's okay. Got cool special effects.
Okay. But that's it. It's all special effects, right? It's all pretty much computer generated.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, anyhow, so they're going to do that. Cameron told the Toronto Star 2018 is not happening. We haven't announced a firm release date yet, but it'll be there. All right. So if you fly now, airline seats are getting smaller and more cramped. And it has gotten so bad that lawmakers have proposed a bill to set standards. The average distance between rows of seats has dropped to about 31 inches from 35 inches in the 1970s. Now, that doesn't affect me.
It affects me.
That ain't a big deal. Right.
Scott.
But 35 inches down to 31 inches, that 4 inches certainly can make a difference, I'm sure, for people.
Yeah.
The average width of the seat has decreased to 16 and a half inches.
And America just keeps getting fatter.
That's right. Either that
or things keep getting smaller. I think that's probably it.
Everything else is we're the same size.
Exactly. It's just a relative thing, yeah.
Right.
But those are just averages. Some airlines still value comfort, so... Here are the airlines that have the best seats, according to Seat Guru. JetBlue.
Yeah.
They have the widest seats that offer the most legroom.
Nice.
Really. Had no idea.
Okay.
Virgin Atlantic. Okay. Legroom averages 32 to 38 inches, depending on the aircraft.
Wow.
And the seats are almost 19 inches wide. Hawaiian Airlines. Their Airbus A330 planes have up to 32 inches of legroom.
Well, that makes sense. Their flights are longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And American Airlines Economy.
Oh. Okay.
They don't offer dimensions, but in research, width is between 17 inches to 18 and a quarter inches, and the legroom ranges anywhere from 30 to 37 inches on their short-haul flights.
Well, you know where those big, long measurements come from are the emergency rows.
Yeah.
Like
good.
One of.
Oh, that's a good point.
Or the very front row.
Right, the bulkhead. Yep, do that. Well, all right, anyhow, but that's always...
But still.
Website, that's a good website to go to.
Did they say who the smallest ones were?
They did not. The next one you're flying,
Spirit,
right?
Quite a few times.
Okay.
It's pretty tiny, but again, I'm not a tall guy, so it doesn't bother me.
Again, it depends, and the deal is it makes more difference also probably now because all flights are full.
Yes.
Every flight you go on is just full. I can't remember the last time there was really even a situation where I saw two adjacent seats that were empty.
For sure.
And, you know, it's all about efficiency. I got it. But I think that certainly has part to do with it. The fact that you've got people sitting on either side of you just kind of helps you feel claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Since 1957, Slobodchik Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slobodchik is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slobodchik. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slobodchik Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, say 24 Infomaniacs. We're not really trying to make this an all food show. There just happened to be a lot of food stories today.
Well, and Zach's on.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Oh, yes, excuse me.
The basketball loving folks over at Outback rolling out something for March Madness.
Yeah, oh, cool. I saw this.
Did you?
Yep.
Darren Revelle, who's kind of their business guy, broke the news on Twitter that they are putting together the three-point Bloomin' Onion that features cheese fries, bacon, and steak.
Ooh. On top of a Bloomin' Onion.
For just $12.99. Mm. It says it's meant for six people.
Oh.
Sure it is.
Watch me.
Challenge accepted.
Exactly.
It's like that M&M sharing size, you know, the ones that are about as big as your forearm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, anyhow, by the way, they call it an appetizer, clocks in at 3,080 calories. Just letting you know. It'll be available beginning tomorrow through April the 4th. I haven't talked to TAP, but they'll probably have it at the
Outback. I'm sure.
And since we're kind of talking about food stuff.
We are.
So every now and then I'll be searching through the channels and I'll come across My 600-Pound Life.
Oh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
And
whatever, TLC is totally your favorite channel.
Nothing will get you either wanting to throw all the bad stuff out of your refrigerator, like watching My 600-Pound Life, or wanting to clean, like watching Hoarders on A&E.
I mean, TLC just makes you want to be a better person.
Yeah. This is true. This is true.
That needs to be, well, yeah, you can't.
Their
that
slogan.
Would be, yeah, you can't. That would be really,
makes
really
you want to be a better
incorrect.
Person.
But it's true. Yeah, I've seen, why is it they're always in Texas?
I can't even
because,
watch it.
Because
Texas
the,
or Mississippi.
Well, the doctor's in Houston.
Oh, is that
they're
what
not,
it is?
Yeah, they're not always in Texas, but the doctor who works with the show, who performs the gastric bypass surgeries on the folks, is
but
in
a
Houston.
Lot of them aren't even, like, can't even do the surgery because they're so overweight.
Because they're so big that they
you
literally
actually,
can't. And I mean, obviously, and a lot of times, too, they suffer from a lot of psychological and mental issues.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Okay, we're not talking about
but
this anymore.
Sadness. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. It's all right.
Go get your Bloomin' Onions. I got cheese fries and steak.
I didn't mean to ruin your day.
No, that's okay. No, but I watch Andrew Zimmer.
Uh-huh.
And the stuff that other people eat in other parts of the world is pretty amazing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No wonder
no
they're all
kidding.
So skinny.
Yeah.
Is that the guy who ate the brain?
Probably.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
He eats
about?
A lot of stuff.
Well, there's some guy that I think was on CNN, but I think
like
it was a rather
human brain?
New show. Yeah.
Oh.
And he came under a lot of fire because I guess he goes to all these indigenous tribes and stuff and basically participates in
some of their
ceremonies
stuff.
and foods
sacrifices.
And things like that.
Wow.
And apparently he tried some human brain.
Ew. Okay. Let's stick with Booze Traveler. That's more fun.
Yeah.
All right. Very few treats can beat the delectable Krispy Kreme donut unless it's one of their brand new premium options. Food and Wine reports that the Super Sweet Company has introduced four very hip flavors.
Ooh.
For the spring. They include Sakura, which is a pink donut stuffed with cherry paste, and mixed berry puree. The Cafe Latte Bunny Donut, another featuring a matcha-flavored whipped
cream. Matcha, it's like it's a green tea.
Oh, okay, matcha-flavored whipped cream. And the Brulee Glazed Cream.
Okay.
They're only available in Japan.
Just give me an eclair.
Well,
give me a kolach.
Now, Ben was
kolach. A kolach.
Ben's not here yet. There's apparently a new donut place.
There is.
Have you been to
it? I told him about it.
Oh,
yes.
I had no idea.
I know. Chelsea, the anti-donut.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
But they have a Boudin kolachi that is to die for.
A Boudin kolachi.
It is a kolachi stuffed with Boudin.
Interesting.
So
tasty. How did you find out about this?
People at my gym.
For Kashika with your money now.
Okta and Yext, two software startups, are trying to pick up where Snap Incorporated left off, becoming the first tech companies to file for an initial public offering since the parent of Snapchat's Blockbuster IPO earlier this month. San Francisco-based Okta has gained recognition among corporate IT managers overseeing the growing use of web services in the workplace. New York-based Yext helps businesses manage their online identities among web services. SpaceX rockets, which boost commercial satellites into orbit, now carry five times as much liability coverage for pre-launch operations as launches in previous years. The higher limits, mandated by federal officials, reflects heightened U.S. concerns about the potential extent of damage to nearby government property in the event of an accident before blastoff. Crude oil up 28 cents at $48.68 a barrel on Wall Street futures, indicating a modestly lower open this morning. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are millennials less concerned about privacy, loyalty, and patriotism than the generations before them? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Millennials are those born in the early 80s through the year 2000. Like all upcoming generations, they're the butt of many jokes. Their work ethic, self-entitlement, narcissism, and the list goes on. But are they less loyal? The former director of the CIA thinks so. General Michael Hayden ran both the CIA and the NSA under President Obama. He says millennials are making it difficult for the intelligence community to keep secrets. Hayden says that millennials seem to have a different understanding of the words loyalty, privacy, secrecy, and transparency, and they actually abetted WikiLeaks. Perhaps it's because they're the first generation able to publish every thought they have. Perhaps it's because they're the first generation to not have any real privacy. Is Hayden unfair? You decide. The latest tech news 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when the time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh, the most delicious recipes, the healthiest, freshest ingredients, just the right quantities with step-by-step directions delivered straight to your door. HelloFresh, hello easy. To get $20 off your first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 42 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police have identified the man accused of attempted kidnapping at Post Oak Mall Sunday afternoon. According to the CSPD report, investigators were aided immensely by information provided by members of the community and the Texas Rangers to find the suspect and are speaking with him. No other details have been released. The city of Bryan began a street project yesterday that should take, weather permitting, about 6 weeks to complete. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says portions of 42 streets will receive a preventative maintenance treatment called seal coating.
They'll put some oil down first, and then they'll apply the rock to give better skid resistance and put a moisture barrier down to essentially to cover the cracks up that are on these streets.
Barfneck says residents will receive advance notice when workers move from one area to the next. Work will be performed 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. You can see a list of affected streets online at WTAW.com. It's no secret the Twin Cities are growing and rapidly. Along with an increase in population comes a need for additional housing. But existing homeowners are not always happy with new development around their neighborhoods. College Station's Neighborhood Services Coordinator Barbara Moore says there is a step residents can take called an overlay, which she describes as a zoning on top of a current zoning.
And in the case of the neighborhood that's off Holloman near the Lincoln Center, that was done to sort of look at the types of structures and the size of the structures being built, making sure that they are of the same size and the same type of structure as the ones that are existing on the street already, to sort of make sure that it has the same look and feel of all the other homes.
Moore says the Glen Haven neighborhood off University Drive also has an overlay. For more information on the overlay process, visit cstx.gov/planning. Friday was the last day to file bills in the Texas legislature, but as things move forward, the budget gap between the House and Senate remains large.
The budget process is tough. There is a big gap, and it's going to be settled in conference committee later on in April, May time frame. So now's the time for us to identify those priorities.
State Representative Kyle Cassell says a conference committee has already put a floor on the rainy day fund, which would allow them to utilize down to $7.5 billion. The Texas Senate passes four pro-police bills in a resolution unanimously in honor of the five fallen officers killed last July in Dallas. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the idea came to him as he attended the funerals.
We wanted to make a strong statement of support, not just in a gesture, but in actually passing legislations that will impact a family and impact the officers and help protect them.
The bills would improve body armor, extend property tax relief for the families of fallen officers, have Texas enter the National Blue Alert System, and make July 7th Fallen Law Enforcement Officer Day. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 42 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at AthenaTutoring.com.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
837, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly sunny skies are expected across the area today, with a high temperature getting up into the middle 60s. Clear skies tonight, lows will drop back into the upper 40s. Sunshine and some afternoon clouds on Wednesday, high near 70. becoming partly to mostly cloudy Wednesday night. Lows will only drop back into the middle 50s, and mostly cloudy and breezy on Thursday with scattered showers developing. Highs will get up into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, alcohol actually helps your memory.
Really?
Sure it does.
Let's go with that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'm on board.
Okay, so here's a catch. Basically, alcohol helps you remember things really well from right before you started drinking.
Right before I blacked out, I remember.
Yeah, and the researchers think it could be because the booze stops new memories from being formed.
Okay. So it's whatever you last remember.
That's right. Perfect. So nothing is competing for that space in your brain with all those memories that you made before you got drunk.
New memories and new regrets.
Yeah, well, that too. And now, here's the other thing, though, while we're on this. Wine drinkers, especially red wine drinkers.
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
have heard that it's the sulfites in wine that cause that wine headache.
Right.
That people sometimes get. After all, it even says on the bottle that it contains sulfites, right?
Correct.
Well, probably not.
Oh.
A glass of wine contains about 10 milligrams of sulfites. Many other foods contain a whole lot more. For instance, if you eat dried apricots, 2 ounces of dried apricots has 112 milligrams.
Huh.
And there's no warning on dried apricots, is there?
Yeah.
So, why the warning? Here's the reason. Late Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina was fiercely anti-alcohol.
Yep.
And he lobbied hard to make it part of the Anti-Drug Abuse Act of 1988. That's why on your wine bottle, it says contains sulfites.
Or interesting.
Boxed. Yep, or boxed too, okay? The fact is that less than 1% of the population has a sensitivity to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do, and they do get headaches from wine, but it's more likely the alcohol and it's not the sulfites.
Yeah.
Once again, that's what your federal government's doing, trying to protect you
there's
or
this thing,
scare you.
See, because there's this thing called the wine wand.
Okay.
And it's this, you like actually stick it in your wine and swirl it around, and it's supposed to remove sulfites and histamines.
Okay.
And people say that it takes the bad out of your wine, the bad headaches and the bad hangovers and... Yeah, so.
That's what it is.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nah, really?
Yeah, no, you can drinkpurewine.com.
Okay.
The wine wand.
And how much does that set you back?
I don't know.
Okay.
Abracadabra.
Yeah.
Right?
No more hangover.
The 8-pack is $24.99.
Oh, so you can't use the same one over
and
over again.
It looks like a tea bag. So okay. It's got something, you know, whether some kind of filter at the bottom of
right.
it,
okay.
Like where a tea bag would be, and when you swirl it around. So, yeah, I think once you use it once, then it's, you know, you have to discard
Not
it.
Not machine washable.
Correct.
Right. So now there's another... One of those things out there, if you're familiar with Riedel Glass, they make wine glasses.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Really expensive wine glasses.
So that's why I don't own one.
But the deal is that supposedly it will improve the taste of cheap wine.
Oh.
And the only reason I knew about this is I went to a wine seminar that they had at the Bush Library about
Look
5 years
Scott.
Ago. Well, no, I got a free ticket.
Oh, so okay. sophisticated.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. And they gave you a set of these glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we kept them and, you know, were really careful until we broke them. And but you can swirl the wine, and because the bowl of the glass is specially designed to be able to enhance the flavors.
Yeah. Crystal, like real crystal glasses will also kind of change the taste. I've done a wine tasting before where we tasted the same wine in something like that you're describing, and then like a real crystal glass. And I don't know, it all kind of tastes the same to me. But it's supposed to make your wine taste better or more pure.
I went to a local place and did a wine tasting, but everybody looked at me funny when I kept gargling it.
Yeah. How about if it comes out, you know, what if you're drinking it out of a solo cup? Right.
Does the red solo cup help the taste of it?
Well, and I know with, at least with beer, because I've gotten to do a couple of beer classes with the Zone, and it depends on what kind of glass it is and how you're holding it, because the warmth from your hand can change the temperature of the beer. So some beers are meant to be had at, say, room temperature, whereas other beers may be a little bit warmer, so depending on your glass.
Huh.
So there you go.
Well, then you're supposed to drink it quickly or slowly.
Right.
You know?
I mean, kind of depends on
That's
kind of drinker you are.
I know. So that's why if this temperature is such a big deal.
Or is it you shouldn't be holding on to your beer glass. You should, you know.
That's why you have koozies.
Koozies.
Chelsea, it's why they have koozies so that they'll stay cold.
It's hard to put a koozie on a pint glass.
You know, that would look kind of different, wouldn't it? All right.
Maybe we should come up with a koozie for a pint glass.
Could be an idea for that. We'll see if that works out. And we'll go ahead and put the infomaniacs.
Put it in with the wine wand.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we need, infomaniacs koozies to hand out to people.
Ooh.
We'll talk to Mr. Downs about that.
Yeah. Well, we could maybe turn all these leftover mouse pads.
Hey, what do you mean leftover? They just haven't been picked up yet.
Boxes in my office. what am I supposed to do with these?
Do you want to know what day March 14th last year fell on?
That's right. You got to have that. All right. Let's turn our attention to the chamber and see what's going on there. Kate's here this morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
What do you got for us?
Oh, well, this Friday we have our 19th annual crawfish boil, and so we're excited that that's coming up. And some people may have noticed that it's on Friday, March 17th, which just happens to be St. Patrick's Day. So we have some exciting things planned for that. Kristen Distributing is actually going to give us some green beer.
Oh, hey, so, that'll be fun. That'll be all right.
Come on out to the expo from 6 to 8:30 for some crawfish. The crawfish is cooked by Shipwreck, so it's always a good time. And we have a few tickets left for that. So if you want to go, just give us a call.
Okay.
And then Thursday, March 30th is Chamber Day. That's sponsored by Brazos County. And that is kind of the Chamber's flagship event. It's where teams of 2 to 3 individuals kind of go out into the community. We survey the business climate to kind of get a gauge on how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
Are your sales increasing? Are you finding employees? That sort of thing. So if you're interested in volunteering, the sign up sheet is on our website. And Chamber Day actually culminates in a business after hours at Allen Honda, and we're excited because it's going to be in their new location. Fingers crossed it's finished.
Okay,
and
sure,
we can look inside the new facility. So we're excited about that. And then we have a Water Cooler 5K coming up on Thursday, April 6th. That's sponsored by Texas A&M. And this is an event that really encourages businesses to let their employees off a little bit early to go run and to exercise. And it promotes workplace wellness. So if you're looking to do a 5K, that's on Thursday, April 6th, beginning at 4 p.m. at Wolf Pin Creek.
Okay.
And then also the Chamber is excited to be a part of the Bryan Rotary 10 Business Performance Awards. We've been a partner with them in this program for many years. And tomorrow is actually the deadline to nominate any business in the community.
Okay.
Your nominations are open now through tomorrow. Well, obviously now. But nomination forms are in our office, or you can go to bryanrotary.org. And then also we want to just give a little bit of special recognition to one of our Inner Circle members. CHI St. Joseph Health really helps us out all the time. They're wonderful supporters of the Chamber, so we just want to thank them and really thank them for their membership and all that they do for us.
Sure. They want some more information about what y'all are doing.
You can go to bcschamber.org, or you can give us a call at 979-260-5200.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
847, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We generally visit with State Senator Charles Schwertner on Tuesdays, but we had a conflict today, so what we'll do is we'll pick that up tomorrow, okay? So that'll be taken care of. Passenger landed at JFK Airport, sporting some strange fashion choices. Police say that Juan Carlos Galan Lepron was acting nervous after his flight from the Dominican Republic into New York City, also wearing pants that reportedly appeared rather snug. He was escorted to a back room where police found him, in fact, wearing cocaine.
Hmm.
Allegedly had wrapped 10 pounds of cocaine around his legs, secured it with duct tape. The drugs, street value of $164,000.
Carlos.
Obviously, I mean, not the weirdest place that people have stored.
No, that's true. But, I mean, think about sitting down that whole flight.
Yeah.
That probably would not
stay
have
away from sharp
well.
Objects.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably right. Oregon man allegedly led police on a high-speed chase and a street sweeper. Yeah.
How fast is a street sweeper?
Well, as
to?
A matter of fact, cops gave chase for about 10 miles. It speeds up to 65 miles
really?
An hour.
Wow.
That's pretty scary.
That
yeah,
is.
I didn't know they kept them that fast.
Big old vehicle.
Eventually, they used spike strips to bring the vehicle to a stop. 33-year-old Tyler Hagwood was arrested and faces multiple charges, including vehicle theft, reckless driving, attempting to elude, parole violation, whoops.
Oh.
But he will have a great story to tell.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And street sweeping
prison.
Without a license.
Yeah, and street sweeping without a license. So somebody apparently finally caught Pikachu, is that what it's
Pikachu.
Called?
Pikachu. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Police were called to the A-Town Bar and Grill in Arlington, Virginia. Reportedly, a brawl had broken out. When they got there, they were able to determine that Stephen Goodwine Jr., not senior, tried to start a fight with bouncers after they threw him out of the Sunday Fundy event that was going on at the bar. Stephen described as wearing a Pikachu costume and getting aggressive with the door staff.
Pikachu's an ornery little guy. I don't
Is
know,
he? I had no
yeah.
idea.
Shoot lightning bolts and stuff.
When another patron tried to intervene, a fight broke out. When police arrived, they got involved in the fight as well, ended up arresting two men. So there we are.
I'm sure he became a fan favorite in prison.
Yeah. Have another zoo story, but we'll wait till Chelsea gets back because, you know, she's into those zoo
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, she likes animals.
Hey, no winner in Friday night's Mega Millions. So tonight's lottery is going to be worth $119 million. It's $70 million cash value. I know the chances are $258.9 million to one to win, but yeah, you never know.
I'll make it work. Invest.
Okay, here's more on this. Google this. They've got a video out there today of the Chicago River, okay? They do this every year because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, that they dye it green. But what's interesting is it requires 45 pounds of orange vegetable dye.
Interesting.
Somehow the orange dye turns green when it hits the water. It's a time-lapse thing, and it's pretty cool to look at, and it is a real green. I mean, that is
yeah.
serious green that they've
and,
got going on.
And I'm wondering,
out there.
I assume that any kind of plant life or animal life that might be in that river, it doesn't affect it.
Yeah, no, it's got to be safe.
Even though
that's
the fish
it.
Are probably swimming around like, what yep. the heck is going on?
But if you watch the time lapse, and again, it's fun to see how they spread it out, and
yeah.
then they bring boats that go back and forth and back and forth, and they cut kind of zigzag through there so that they're able to pretty much get the dye spread out evenly. And
yeah, I'm watching it right now. It's
yeah,
cool.
Very electric green kind of a thing that they do. All yeah. right, so 8:51.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbangers. Well, we've said adios to the Madrid, and now it's time to welcome the Low and Slow, a pure black Angus patty cooked to perfection, covered with melted cheddar cheese. On top of the cheese, we load it up with applewood pulled pork. We've smoked in-house for 12 long hours. Then we'd add just a touch of our sweet barbecue sauce. Well, that's quite a burger, you're probably thinking. But wait, on top of that, we pile thin sliced onion strings fried to a golden brown. It's served on a warm grilled traditional bun with a side of our fresh cut fries. Order one of these, and we think you'll be glad the diet you went on yesterday is finally over. We've also brought back our homemade lemon mousse pie, a heavenly light lemon filling in a graham cracker crust with tangy raspberry sauce and whipped cream. Also this month, our Texas craft beer events continue every other Thursday. For details and dates, check us out on Facebook. All this and more, only at Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's original and still best gourmet burger.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 7 minutes till. Okay, Johnny Manziel is engaged.
Woo! Oh, hey. They got engaged?
They did.
They're in Paris right now.
Listen to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They got engaged. They got engaged in Paris on a romantic getaway.
Her name's like Bree, right?
Yeah, her name is Bree.
She is an Instagram model.
Yes.
And she ain't afraid to show her body.
Correct.
Okay.
So good for her.
Yeah, they were, he proposed last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The duo spent the weekend in Italy, returned to the City of Light on Sunday, attended a Drake concert.
Yes.
He's a friend of the station.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
and they're BFFs.
Yeah, and have been dating for 3 long months.
What could go wrong?
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Says it's the happiest he's been in a very long time.
And we want him to be happy.
Yeah,
we do.
Everything that I hear, she's kept him on the straight and narrow. Yeah. So that's a heck of a lot better than what he's had in the past.
Exactly right. If that works. All right, so our diva du jour story, Heather Morris, who's causing some drama at Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-oh.
Sources tell RadarOnline.com the Glee starlet is not exactly a novice because, see, she was one of the backup dancers for Beyonce for 2 long years.
Oh, wow. Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah, so she's acting like the mirrored ball trophies.
Yeah, that's just like Joey Fatone getting, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, he was in a boy band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know.
I mean,
we've still talked about how letting these Olympic gymnasts isn't fair
Not
either.
Not fair, you're right. How about J-Lo and A-Rod?
Yeah, heard
about
that.
They are an item, apparently. They took off to the Bahamas for the weekend.
J-Lo's been able to sink her talons into a lot of people.
Yeah, well, see how that works. That's a pretty good payday for him.
Yep.
Carrie Underwood hiding a serious athlete under her little southern exterior. She revealed to Refinery 29 she can bench press 100 pounds.
Whoa.
And credits weighted squats and lunges for her amazing legs. Reese Witherspoon is her style icon.
Okay. So. Well, Carrie actually has her own fitness clothing line.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yep, a lot of workout, you know, yoga pants and sports bras and all sorts of stuff.
So, Chelsea, what'd you think about the end of The Bachelor last night?
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. I have no idea.
Okay.
I heard that it was, I saw a little bit on social media that it was very weird and awkward.
Everybody ruined it for me, so I don't even need to watch it now.
Oh, were you playing
on social media?
Okay.
No. Well,
see, that's what social media does. See, it's a spoiler for
it
so
is.
Many
it's
things.
It's a huge spoiler.
Well, anyway, so last night, Nick said a tearful goodbye to Raven.
Right.
And picked Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
And gave her a ring. And apparently, on the after show, Rachel Lindsay, of course, introduced as the next Bachelorette. We knew that was going to happen. We were really excited about that. But also, the four bachelors were brought out.
Okay.
So kind of an intro thingy, you know, so got that happening.
Okay.
So,
do they have a running thing of how many couples have actually stayed together? Isn't it like the first season?
Yeah, we always talk about Tristan and...
Yeah, the firefighter guy, right?
Yeah. What is her name? I don't even know.
I can't remember.
Tristan and Ryan. That's what it is.
There you are.
And they were the first ones, and they're still together, happily married with children. Okay. But, I really don't know about any of the others.
All right, so now...
There's like 18 of them.
CBS reportedly has given the go-ahead for the Big Bang Theory spinoff called Young Sheldon, okay?
Okay.
Which is about Jim Parsons' character when he was just 9 years old. And it says, living with his family in East Texas...
Which, if you watch the show, he refers to basically like the Houston area.
Okay,
East Texas.
See, and that's not East Texas.
It ain't East Texas.
That's
correct.
That's why I'm really intrigued, because if this is a Yankee writing East Texas, they haven't been to East Texas.
Well, now, you know, Jim Parsons is originally from Houston.
Oh, yeah, I know. He went to school at, Cy Creek or something.
At Klein, I think.
Klein, yeah, there you go.
Something
right.
But, yeah, it's... It ain't East Texas.
No. But, I mean, if they have him living in Longview, then that'll be okay. or if he's from Kirbyville or something like that, then that'll be all right.
Lufkin.
Lufkin. I mean, Piney Woods. Are they going to mention Piney Woods? Because if they don't mention Piney Woods, it ain't East Texas.
It ain't East Texas.
Yeah.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community better.
If you've been thinking about changing banks, why not give us a try? We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW's a couple of minutes till. A woman, I don't know if you heard about this or not, it ended up fine, but a woman on board a Southwest Airlines flight from Atlanta to Houston had to scream for a doctor when her husband started to lose consciousness. To everyone's surprise, a lot of the passengers stood up. She said, They were returning from an annual meeting at the American Allergy Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Conference. There were 24 doctors on the airplane.
Well, hey, if you're going to be on an airplane and get sick, that's the place to
that
be.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Is there a doctor? And 24 guys stood up.
Hopefully
people
you got somebody better than Leslie Nielsen on
well,
that
Well, that was line. Like when Mr. Downs was coming back from D.C. around the same time as the inauguration, and he said there was like a ton of law enforcement on his plane coming back.
Made him feel very comfortable. Yeah. Yes, and safe about that. Okay, if you watch Veep, there's a brand new trailer out. That's where Mr. Downs is. I'm going to go down to his office and see him in just a few minutes if you haven't seen it. Tomorrow's the Ides of March. We were going to do a whole bunch about the Ides of March, but we didn't.
Sorry.
Ran out of time.
Well, we did. Well, we got off on food today. We were just all sorts of stuff. Yeah, told you more than you ever thought you'd find out about that. In 1964, on this date, Billboard magazine reported the Beatles had 60% of the single sales in the United States. One group had 60% of the single sales in U.S. America. 1997, search.